So I have a bit of personal news. Like I said, I've told the two of you. I've told Sean and Mino, and I've told Kat. But I guess to just rip the Band-Aid off, I have cancer again. And it sucks to hear that. I found that out this week on Wednesday. And if you know my story, I've had it before. I had it when I was a teenager. I was 14, so it's been nearly 20 years. But it is back. And the one little key piece of information that I've withheld from everybody, the two of you, Sean, Mino, and Kat, is exactly where it is. Now, if you want to laugh, this would be the time to do so. I told you all it was on my back. It's on my ass.
Fitting.
It is in the most hilarious spot possible.
You have ass cancer?
I do. Yeah. And, you know, this being able to, like, call it that and stuff like that is kind of what's keeping me sane and, you know, and not freaking out totally, because that's probably what I should be doing. And I do, you know, obviously when I'm at home. But, yeah, it's similar to what I had when I was a kid.
You had ass cancer on your leg?
That's why I said similar.
Oh.
Shut up, Ham. This is serious.
I did not have ass cancer on my leg. This is the first time ever. We had the Ham interns there again. Like, man, this show is just full of incredible people.
Can't we just call it leg cancer? Nope.
No.
No, we cannot.
No. Although it is technically, like, on the, you know, they said it's on the same extremity, because if you think about it, you know, your butt split.
The same anus. Yes.
It's not on his anus, is it?
Well, your anus isn't really I mean,
are you about to say the anus is a whole thing?
I mean, it is, but like it's a...
There's a whole category on the web.
Yeah,
the
website. I've done a lot of research.
Anus is totally
it is
a thing.
Did Edmonton girl flash that to the crowd?
Right next to that.
Now that would be...
Not go to the bathroom for that.
Can you get serious, Sam?
I'm trying to. You're the one laughing over there.
Yeah, so the plan... I mean, it's still very early as far as, like, everything that I know about it. Like, they're going to have to do a CT scan, which y'all have noticed I changed from CAT scan, so we don't have to go into that joke series
again. Catlin technical scan.
Yeah.
Got it.
I have to do a CT scan to see, like, how deep it goes, and then, like, get an idea of what the treatment plan should be. My doctor right now is hoping that it's not too deep, which will mean I only have to have a surgery to have it cut out. But they won't know until I get the results back from the CT scan. And if it's, you know, if it goes deeper, then they'll have to do chemo and radiation and all that fun stuff, the stuff that I had when I was a kid, which ultimately, I guess, led me to meet Kevin James. So I went ahead and sent Kevin a text to...
Yeah, who are you going to meet
this
time?
I'm on my way. I'll just go see him again.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Do you get the double
dip?
He's
got other things. What do you mean?
Like in, yeah.
Don't look
Make-A-Wish
at me.
Thing? Do you get the double dip in?
No, because Make-A-Wish is a kid thing.
Okay.
Is there one? It's not for adults. They don't.
There's got to be a program for Make-A-Wish for adults.
But they're not sending 50-year-olds to Disney World.
Well, you're not 50.
No, but I'm saying there's not. I don't know of an adult Make-A-Wish that's going to meet John Cena.
Make-A-Wish cutoff age is 19.
Yeah. And I was like right there at the edge of that anyway.
Make-A-Wish programs for adults.
Anyway, while you look that up, I'm going to keep talking. So. I'm just waiting to see. I have to have the scan in the next week, and then basically I'm going to go from there. But
how long do the results take from that?
I have no idea. I mean, I'm assuming much like any time that word gets thrown around, it's going to be moved on pretty quickly. Like when I got diagnosed when I was a kid, like I went to the emergency room that night because my leg was kind of jacked up. And that night, I mean, they were calling people, taking me to get scans done, and it took up the whole night getting everything. Now, this isn't moving that fast because I'm not a kid, but still, you know, they want to get it. And this was completely out of left field, because basically what had happened was I had like a bump on the backside. You know, ladies kept telling me,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you got something back there. You should get checked out. And I was like, oh, you know. I'm paying you big bucks. You can.
What are they doing back there?
Don't worry about it.
Did you find out all of this as a result of pecking?
You know, there are upsides to that. Some may say it caused it. Who knows?
Oh, God.
But yeah, I have to, so what happened is I had like a bump back there. I don't know. It was like the size of a dime or a nickel baby, and it just bothered me. Like if I would be sitting here, it would irritate me. So I went and asked my doctor to just cut it off because I didn't want to deal with it anymore. And he said, yeah, I'll cut it off. And he cut it and he said, oh, it doesn't look like anything weird, but I'll send it to get biopsy just to make sure.
As he's holding it up to the light and kind of
make sure it's
around.
A real.
So, yeah, it looks all right.
It's got the line through it. So he knows it's a real tumor.
Checking the rings to see how old you are.
Yeah, you are 35. I was three. But he sent it off, and then I went back in Wednesday before the show to get stitches taken out because he sewed it back up. And
is that what
that's
you
what
were
he told
the,
me?
You were wearing the cone that day so that you wouldn't bite the stitch.
You definitely can't say that, Ham. Jeez. Ham?
This is serious, Ham.
I am serious.
But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to stay really strong, you know, hopefully, you know, luckily I have this job to help me kind of to stay focused. We have the Mavs going on and cause I do get into my own head a lot. You know, if I start thinking about it too much, it can overwhelm me. But like I said, I have a bunch of friends up here that I can turn to if I need to. And
thank you.
I don't know what the next few weeks
it's
are going to hold.
You.
Or the next month, but I mean, I'm going to be out. I'm going to miss shows. I'm going to miss time on the sweet spot. Like I said, everyone that's part of that show already knows, but I don't know. I think it's part of my process and cathartic to just say it and not keep it bottled inside. So I don't know if there's any value to me saying it out loud, but
well,
it helps.
Value is that a lot of people are going to be reaching out and telling you how they feel about you, which that's not foreign to you. You're used to having people tell you how great you are.
Yeah, you have to carry an extra Sharpie usually. Now.
And it's true, though, because people wouldn't just tell you for no reason, because when we go to ticket stock, there is a line to talk to Monty. Mm-hmm. There's no line to talk to me or Ham, except for there'll be some old ponytail guy that wants to talk to Ham and wants to talk about Rush
about
or something.
Neil Peart, right?
Yeah, but for the most part, it's pretty universal love for Monty, so we're definitely alarmed, but I think that if ever there was somebody and somebody who's been through it, and I think we're going to work this out. And I think we didn't even know that this announcement was going to happen, but we actually came in today. We have a gift for you. So
is
it kind of works.
No.
It's in the cheese bag.
Don't pay attention to the wrapping on it.
Yeah, we had to wrap it kind of quick. So. We were planning on giving you this. Just
drum roll.
We thought that Monty would need a pick-me-up, and what gets Monty more fired up than anything? Like, what's the one topic he wants to talk about whenever he comes into work? It's ladies basketball.
That's right.
We've dedicated much of our last several months of shows to this.
A Caitlin Clark shirt. She is Indiana Fever. Caitlin Clark is fist bumping Iowa Hawkeye Caitlin Clark, which is even cooler because they're fist bumping.
Yeah,
exactly.
Thank you. We knew you'd like that.
We thought you would appreciate that we could combine your two loves. High flying.
Women's basketball and
tremendous three-point shooters.
Fisting.
And fist bumping.
Yay! They are fisting each other. So if at any point
we set you up for that for sure.
Thank you. That was the only reason you got it.
And even just as a show of solidarity.
You got one for Ham? Oh, we all got
him. Know this part.
So we're going to be...
We're going to be Caitlin strong?
Yeah. Monty strong and Caitlin strong to get through this. Maybe even...
God. Okay.
Maybe this is our end to get Caitlin Clark.
Don't get his mission.
You can't co-op my Make-A-Wish.
I think we...
Which, by the way, there is an adult one called the Dream Foundation.
Okay.
I think we ride the coattails of this. I think we try to get.
Look,
just
you
about want to
meet Caitlin? You get your own. I'm sure I can go find the butt tumor they already cut out. If you want to swallow that, see what happens.
God. I don't want to swallow.
This is mine.
Yeah, is this contagious?
No, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Do we need a mask?
What
up
were you
in here
doing,
now?
Ham?
What? I don't even know what
he said. Contagious. What was he doing with the Monty?
I don't know.
You don't want to know, bro.
Are you gonna get? Reconstructive ass implants.
I hope not. I want to be the real me. I want everyone to know.
Would transitioning to a woman help you in any way?
In what regard?
All regards.
I mean, maybe.
Take your pick.
Okay.
I'll look into it.
That's all the medical questions I have.
Happy Pride.